This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Federal Parliament session to begin from today. Parliament Secretariat completes preparation for the House session. Health Ministry says by 30th of June, 3.2 million doses of vaccine will be brought from China. And death toll in the flooding in parts of Germany and Belgium exceeds 170. Now the news in detail. Federal Parliament session has been called for today following the reinstatement of the House of Representatives. President Vidyadevi Bhandari summoned the parliamentary session for 4 p.m. today at the Parliament building in New Banishur following the Cabinet's recommendation. Meanwhile, the Parliamentarian Secretariat has said all preparations are in place for the operation of the session. The parliamentary party meeting of the Nepali Congress has been scheduled to take place at the Parliament building in New Banishur at 2 p.m. today. Nepali Congress Member of Parliament Dila Sangraula has said that the meeting is set to discuss the roles of the parliamentary party and the parliament in the changed political context. Similarly, the CPN-UML Standing Committee meeting has been scheduled for today. Party Central Office Secretary Shehbadu Thamang said the meeting that will take place at the Lalitpur-based Tulsi Memorial Academy at 11 a.m. today will discuss the agenda of the Central Committee meeting and also to make preparation for the statute convention. Likewise, the 14th Central Committee meeting of CPN-UML has been called at the Tulsilal Memorial Academy building for tomorrow. A faction of the Rashtriya Janata Party, led by Upendra Yadav, has decided to join the government. The parliamentary party meeting of the faction held yesterday took this decision. The parliamentary party meeting was attended by most of the lawmakers representing the party in the parliament. Lawmaker Mohammad Ishtiaq Rai informed that the meeting was attended by 19 lawmakers, majority in the total 31 lawmakers of the party. The party would join the government by raising the party issues based on common minimum program. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 1,875 corona infection cases yesterday. The ministry has also reported 2,164 cases of full recovery from the infection. Similarly, 21 corona-related deaths were recorded yesterday. As per the ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,527 in the country. The government has procured 4 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine and 800,000 doses have already been brought and administered. Joint spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the vaccine would be brought regularly via Nepal Airlines flights. He further assured that the vaccines would be brought regularly without hampering the COVID vaccine program that is ongoing at the moment. He also informed that the government was preparing to bring 3.2 million doses of vaccines against coronavirus by July 30 from China. Likewise, Dr. Adhikari said the second dose of Covishield would be administered soon. He said the vaccine donated by Japan would be administered as the second dose of the Covishield. Meanwhile, COVAX facility has assured 6 million doses of vaccines to Nepal. Till now, Nepal has received 6.582 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Janakpur-Jayanagar Broad Gauge Railway Service is set to start its test service from today. Engineer at Nepal Train Department Vinod Oja said the condition of the newly constructed railway track would be tested by the Indian train with Indian crew and technicians. Announcing the test service, the railway department has asked people not to go to the railway track from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. The train department has said after the test service, the Nepali trains will start their services. The provision about new minimum wages for private sector workers has come into effect from the current fiscal year. Earlier, the government had decided to increase the minimum wages for private sector workers beginning from the first day of the current fiscal year, which was the 16th of July. Now, private workers, except those for D-state workers, are eligible to draw 15,000 rupees monthly. Earlier, on the occasion of International Workers' Day, the erstwhile Prime Minister, K.P. Sharma Oli, had announced to increase the minimum wages of private sector workers. As per the revised rule, tea leaves pickers shall get 12,081 rupees per month as a minimum wage salary. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Residents in regions of Germany and Belgium's worst affected by areas were by the recent floods have begun the huge task of clearing their neighborhoods as the waters begin to recede. The scale of the damage is becoming clear as rescue crews continue to look for victims. At least 170 people have died, and with many still missing, the death toll could rise further. And there are fears that a dam weakened by the floods could burst. Inspectors say large parts of the Steinbachtel dam southwest of German city of Bonn have come way, leaving it extremely unstable. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has been sworn in for a fourth seven-year term in the war-torn country after winning more than 95.1% of the votes cast in the government-held areas. The May 26 elections were described by al-Assad's opponents and Western countries as illegitimate and a scam. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of province number 1, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Far Western province. There are also chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Lumbini province, Karnali province and Far Western province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Federal Parliament session to begin from today. Parliament Secretariat completes preparation for the House session. Health Ministry says by 30th of July, 3.2 million doses of vaccine will be brought from China. And death toll in the flooding in parts of Germany and Belgium exceeds 170. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.